The Next Level Podcast is back. As you know, it's a podcast that covers all things Ridgeview sports from Ridgeview High School in Columbia, South Carolina. Meet the student athletes, coaches, staff, and more that make View County truly next level. Ridgeview High School competes in Region 5, 4A of the South Carolina High School League, has been serving the Northeast Columbia community since 1995, garnering 12 state championships and 13 state runners-up during its existence. Charles Proctor, that runners-up part, I always struggle with. Sometimes I say runner-up, runners-up, but again, it's a struggle for me sometimes to get these words right. But I'm Brian Rosefield, the athletic director here. I've mentioned Charles Proctor. He's our boys track coach. Welcome in, Coach Proctor.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Look here, that runner-up, I don't even say it anymore. I affectionately call it the Bridesmaids Trophy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, look here, I've had a couple of those, and, you know, I much rather would be the bride than the bridesmaid.
Okay. Well, so, we will leave it at that. But I will say that grammar has never been my strong point, but working on this enunciation and saying runners up, I believe that's correct. But listeners, if we're not correct, you just let us know. Shoot us a comment. I know you're out there leaving ratings and reviews. We've gotten a ton of feedback about this podcast, so thank you for listening. If you haven't left a rating or review, please do that. It really does help us out to get this message out and helps us with the algorithm. I'm still trying to figure out what an algorithm is. Is that a person or?
Look, I just learned it from TikTok. So I guess, look, if it's on TikTok, it must be a real thing.
That's right. That's right. If it's happening on TikTok, it is in the real world. That is something we've established around high schools here. Learn more about our athletic department at RidgeviewSports.com and across all social media platforms at Ridgeview Sports. You can make a comment there about the Next Level Podcast. We'd love to hear from you there. And, interact with you more. But again, leave us a rating and review. It really does help us out. Charles Proctor, we're back in the studio. It's another beautiful Monday here in Northeast Columbia, South Carolina. We're here to talk about, it's going to be the first part in another mini series, the parent and coach relationship.
Oh yeah, man, look here. That's one that I don't think is touched on enough. You know, we deal a lot with the children on a day-to-day basis, but a lot of programs have a lot of interactions, be it amazing or not so amazing, you know, with the parents. And so I think this would be very good, especially for some upcoming coaches and even for some coaches that have been established but just might be struggling with that dynamic of their program.
You know, we talk about, you hear me talk a lot about the experience that our kids are having, our student athletes are having,
right,
within their sport. That's what we're here to do. We're going to win championships like we've talked about. Mm-hmm. We're going to teach the sport. We're going to teach kids to compete.
Right.
We're going to help kids grow like we talk about with the Next Level all the time. But all of that is underneath this umbrella of having a great experience. We want them to have a great experience. And we also want our families. We want our parents and everybody coming to watch to have a great experience as well. So let's start out right here, Coach CP. Give me one of those main keys that is going to really help us have a good parent and coach relationship.
I think the first thing is really establishing rules and guidelines right from the start. And typically those things are established during your parent meeting at the beginning of the season. And so I think for a coach to step into that meeting and have the do's and don'ts that he would need from the parents, I think that starts it off on the right foot. And when you establish that, you know, then after that you establish the communication, because I'm pretty sure there's going to be some parents with some questions about some things that you might have said about some other do's and don'ts, and you build from there. But the biggest thing is just making sure you're building a relationship, building a trusting relationship.
I know we're going to talk more about trust as we get into this topic too, but I think that's such a key, and our coaches know, and you being one of our head coaches here at Ridgeview High School, know that laying out that foundation, those rules, those protocols, you know, how can I be contacted as a coach? How do parents get in contact with me? Vice versa. How,
right,
what, that information, and all of our teams here at Ridgeview and wherever high school and middle school that you're listening to this from, does things differently.
Correct.
And, you know, specifically with track and field here at Ridgeview High School, mm-hmm, what are you as a coach using to communicate with parents and with kids?
So our form of communication, we use an app called SportsU, and that's the app that we typically use to communicate with our parents and with our athletes. We give that information out at the parent meeting, and we establish all communication will be done through this app. And so we make it imperative that all of the parents of our babies are on this app. So, you know, there's no missing of information because you're not present in that app where you need to be.
You know, today's day and age in 2023, there are so many tools, and SportsU being one of them.
Right.
If it's Parent Square, if it's this good old fashioned email, there are so many ways to get that information to parents and for parents to get that information to coaches. So back to your original point here, mm-hmm. The establishing the rules, but also really establishing the communication both ways. And I think that I've experienced it when I was coaching here in my previous schools that some parents want to be really involved,
right.
And then some parents kind of shy away and they don't really want to be involved. They're kind of afraid to talk to the coach. And so tell me more about that. What are you really looking for from parents? Do you want them to interact with you? Do you want them to kind of shy away? Tell me more about that.
Well, we tell our parents in our program that we have an open door policy as far as the communication is concerned. If you ever have a concern, we want you to be able to feel comfortable enough to voice that concern. They have our email addresses. Again, we're in the SportsU. And I know some coaches don't like to do this, but they also have our personal cell numbers. And so we let them know from the very beginning, hey, if there's an issue, please feel free to contact us. And so we can talk about this. Now, the rules with that come with, you know, hey, we're not going to talk with you about any other child. Like, regardless how you might feel about, oh, so-and-so is getting special privileges and blah, blah, blah. We'll talk about your child. We'll talk about your child's situation. We'll talk about your feelings towards what's going on with your child, but we'll never discuss another child with the parent. And also, when you had just mentioned about, you know, parents that, you know, want to be very involved. You know, we have ways that you can be very involved with the program. We host track meets. We always need help.
That's right.
We're putting on events. We need help in the concession stand. We need help feeding these young men and women when we're going to track meet. So, you know, we have the sign up geniuses. And so if you want to help that way, help feed the kids, you know, help get some daggone sports drinks for the kids. The practices are open, but you got to sit in the stands. You know, don't need you on the track with us, but the practices are definitely open so that you can see what your child is doing and what we're doing and with them. The only time to where it gets where the parents in where they're wanting to be involved gets a bit too much is when they want to have say so about what goes on in the program.
Mm-hmm.
I might be a little different than a lot of coaches. I make it very known at my parent meeting. There will be no discussion about how we handle things organizationally unless you want to go online to richlandtoot.org, sign on to be a volunteer, get cleared by the district, and you are more than welcome to come and volunteer your time and be a volunteer coach in the program. And then you can see all the inner workings of what we do and why we do. But if that is not something that you are ready to commit to, we are not about to have conversations about the organizational side of how we run our program.
You know, I've heard you say before, very, very recently, that it's really not for the parents to really understand all the day-to-day inner workings of a program.
Correct.
And specifically with their child. And they're comes a level of trust there, and just to piggyback on what you're, I know we're gonna keep beating around the bush of trust. We'll get to that here
right.
In a little bit. I remember Coach George Glimp, who had the opportunity to work with him when his grandson was playing basketball here, and he would come in to Jimmy and say, "Brian, do you mind if I jump in? We got him approved and everything, but do you mind if I jump in and run some drills?" I said, "Coach, absolutely not. Get in there," and just watching him work was incredible. But he used to tell stories about his parent meetings, and he would say flat out to parents, he said, "Listen, I'm not going to come to your job and tell you how to do your job. Right. I don't expect you to come to mine and tell me how to do mine. Now, he was very abrupt about it.
Right.
If you knew coach, he was going to be that. But to your point, there does need to be that level of trust that, again, we're here to create great experiences. We're going to help your child grow. We're going to teach them the sport, all this to compete. We're going to win, all that kind of stuff. And so for parents to be able to trust that you as the expert in this field of, in your case, boys track and field.
Right.
There really needs to be a level of trust. So speak more to that.
Oh, most definitely. I also start off the meetings with, I believe that I have the best track and field staff in the nation. And so I think the good thing about nowadays with kids and athletics is that the parents do a lot of homework. And so I know you've done the homework. Trust us to do the job. And for instance, I let my parents know now. Please don't get in the car after the very first track meet and just drill your child about what they did wrong. We might not be in a point of the season to where the things that you see that they need to be worked on, we might not be working on those right now. We might be saving that for later down the line. But, of course, you won't know that because you're not in with the day-to-day working. So just trust that we know what we're doing, and we're just as invested in making sure your child is successful as you are, and maybe in some cases even more invested. So trust that. But I also understand, just with any relationship, trust is built over time. And so that's why you have to have those kind of conversations with the parents. And as a coach, you can't get frustrated when you're having multiple of the same conversations. At the end of the day, you're just building trust in that parent. And if what you're doing, you know, works at the end of the season, it'll show. And the more that the success comes, the deeper that the relationship will be built, the deeper the trust will be, and everything will be fine at the tail end. But sometimes at the very beginning, it can get tough. But as a coach, you just have to understand that, you know, they're just being mom or dad, sometimes overbearing, but that's their job.
That's right. They want the best for their child.
Right.
And guess what? You as your coach and me as an administrator and all of our coaches want the best for their child as well.
Exactly.
It might just look a little bit different, going back to that point you said earlier that I brought up, that you said it's not really necessarily for parents to understand the day to day, but we have to have that trust from the parents. But trust is not just given. Like you said, it's earned.
Most
over.
Definitely.
And some of the things that you just said that I wrote down, I loved it. That trust is earned over time.
Right.
It's earned through conversations, whether they're electronic. But what I typically encourage parents and coaches to do is talk it out, at least in person.
Right.
And really see each other's facial expressions and realize, first of all, we're both just humans. We both have the best interests of your child at heart.
Right.
And we can do this in a non-combative way. So if us as coaches, us as administrators, and as parents can come to this conversation with okay, we all want what's best for my child.
Right.
That conversation is going to go a whole lot better. It doesn't necessarily mean it's not going to be a challenging conversation, because
correct,
there will be some conflict, some bumping into each other here and there, but that's going to lead to deeper trust.
Right. And I think those are needed. I mean, you just think about any flourishing relationships. Sometimes you have to have conversations that ruffle the feathers for y'all to get over the hump. And so the conversation between coach and parent is no different. There are going to be times where you don't agree with certain things that the coaches is doing. And you're just not going to agree with how they're doing things. Have the conversation. You know, I think sometimes that parents may hold things in for too long, and then when it comes out in a blow up.
Absolutely.
That's no different than any other regular relationship, though. And so, you know, with the constant communication and the open communication, I think saves you from a lot of those troubles.
I think at the end of the day, like I said earlier, we're all human, right?
Right.
And so when I feel wronged, my first reaction, usually, if you wronged me, which is yet to happen, by the way, but no, we're speaking of ruffling feathers,
right.
But no, if you wronged me, my propensity is to go to talk about it with somebody else and say, can you believe what Charles Proctor did about it? You know, and that's in my verbiage, that's called triangulation. I'm going somewhere else instead of dealing with that issue directly. And this is where I wish we had a video podcast. We're working on it, fans. We'll get the video podcast here in a minute. But instead of going directly at Coach CP, I'm going to go to somewhere else. And in my body, it feels like I'm dealing with the situation, but I'm really not. So can I back up and say, okay, I feel wronged here. Mm-hmm. Let me get my emotions under control here. And now I'm going to go talk to Coach CP and say, hey, man, this is what happened. This is how I felt when it happened. And this is what I'd really like to see moving forward, and do that in a healthy way. But I think it's such a great point that we're all humans, and parents, sometimes coaches have a tendency to hold things in. I say, I can't believe they did that. I can't believe they said that. But again, when we're talking about this trust and this potential conflict, hey, let's talk it out. First of all, let's not hide behind a screen and send an email or post something in a chat or something like that. Let's manage our own emotions and then go talk directly.
Most definitely. Most definitely. I agree with that wholeheartedly right there.
Yeah. And that's the challenge too, is that none of us are going to do this perfectly, because it's involving children and parents and families that want the best for their kids. Right. Mm-hmm. But again, if we can, as we wrap this one up, understand that us as coaches, us as administrators, and as a school, we have each child's best interest at heart. That is the forefront of everything that we're doing here.
Definitely.
And specifically about, as we talk about our Ridgeview Sports podcast, when it comes to our teams, we are going to give great effort with your kid every day.
Yes.
And y'all know that. I'm going to hammer y'all on that. If I see a coach quitting on a kid, nope, we're going to have a big time conversation, because we owe it to that kid to give great effort. Okay.
Right.
So if we have that interest out in front, understand that we can come to an agreement if we have that conversation. And again, all this being under the umbrella of having a positive coach and parent interaction. I think it's such a key. It's going to improve the experience of the kids, and it's going to improve the experiences of the family. So Coach CP, any final thoughts as we wrap this one up? This has been good.
Oh man, yeah. This is almost like a therapy session. Right.
I'll send you the bill.
Only final thoughts I would have is just to reiterate, you know, just to have positive communication. And positive communication doesn't always feel good at the time, but there's no sense in holding it in, and that builds resentment, and that flows from parent to child, and you know, it permeates throughout the program. And so let's just coaches have open and honest communication with the parents. Parents don't want you feeling like you can't talk to us as coaches. And let's just continue to build this great community that we're in.
I love that you end on that, community being the goal. And I was just one more personal story before we fully wrap this one up. When I first got here, I was coaching cross country. And, well, this is probably why I'm glad it's not a video podcast, because people look at me like, you coach cross country. But anyway, it's a whole nother point. I inherited one of the best groups of parents I ever have had the chance to work with. Mm-hmm. And they challenged me. I challenged them. But they were there to support our team and support me. And it just made the experience so much better. So if you're out there listening to this, you're saying, man, I want to get to know some of our parents that are within this team that your child is involved with, call a meeting, get with me. I'll get everybody together. We can talk about trying to get a supportive group together for that specific team.
Right.
But getting involved here, it can be a lot of fun. And I think about some of the teams that run concession stands that are staffed by some apparent volunteers. But first of all, they're working really, really hard.
Most definitely.
But second of all, they're having a lot of fun. They're giving up their time. They wouldn't do it if they weren't having a lot of fun. And again, they're supporting the kids and they're around the kids. It's again all about having a great experience here at Ridgeview High School. So fans, we appreciate you tuning in again to these episodes that are dropping every Monday. If you want to find the spring sports calendars, they are uploaded now on ridgeviewsports.com. They're also on our Google calendars here at Ridgeview High School. We are excited about a spring season here, and as we wrap up winter sports with hoping deep runs from our basketball teams and also our wrestling individuals. So lots going on here at Ridgeview High School. But for my co-host, Charles Proctor, I'm Brian Rosefield, and thank you for listening to another episode of the Next Level Podcast.
Talk to y'all later.